Hey everyone, it's Dr. Chiaku with a new episode of Decoding Spiritual Mysteries. I want to make this a short episode, but today I wanted to speak on the reason why people fight for labels in your life. And what I mean by that is usually when people are against you, or abusive towards you, or negative towards you, it's as if they're fighting to label you, right? So if a person is rejecting you and they're going out of their way to reject you, be it a parent, a sibling, a friend, a partner, it almost seems like they're fighting for you to feel rejected, right? It's the same as when someone loves you and when someone is affirming you, it's almost as if they're going out of their way to make you feel good. It also seems as when people are not for you, it's as if they're fighting for you to feel bad about yourself. They will say things such as, you're not receptive, you don't have self-awareness, you're not listening to me, you're not hearing me, I don't feel heard. I don't feel seen. They will come up with many gaslighting phrases and descriptors for your non-receptiveness to whatever label that they're trying to give you. I noticed this with many people. I had it happen to me recently. Well, not even recently. Maybe last year sometime. But there was a male who was speaking with me, and he was a bit Casanova-ish, like trying to finesse me, flirting with me. And I was just observing him, and it was as if he knew that I was on to him. And so he said, wow, are you a prophetic, or you have strong discernment, don't you? He's like, are you a psychologist? And I found that to be interesting that he was correct. And I was like, yeah, how did you know? He was like, oh, you're just so judgmental. And I was like, I'm judgmental. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, I'm not judging to put you down. I'm judging to see you, to notice you, to observe you. And I was like, there's a difference between, you know, righteous judgment and just condemnation. And he was like, oh, no, you're judgmental. And basically what he was trying to do was he was trying to gaslight me because he didn't want me to see him, because he's used to being this player, this guy that finesses women. And he wasn't able to do that with me. And so he just kept like calling me judgy and just saying all, you know, he just kept, and I told him, you know, I don't appreciate you saying that to me. I'm a stranger. You don't really know me that well. And also you're judging me to make a judgment about me. And, you know, I said, I didn't ask you for your unsolicited advice about me, and I don't receive that. And He went on to say how he didn't feel heard, and you know, that's the problem with women today, and women don't listen to men, and that's the reason why men cheat, and that's the reason why men commit suicide, because they don't feel heard, and black men commit suicide. And I'm like, wait, whoa, where are we going with this? I was like, first and foremost, I'm not your therapist, I'm not your psychologist, and I'm not your psychiatrist, and you giving me unsolicited advice or an unsolicited judgment is my right to say I don't receive that. That's not the same as me, I need to hear you and I need to see you. Like, that's a completely different thing. And I said also, that is not the reason why men are committing suicide. And actually that's not what the research shows. And that is not the reason for why men cheat. And maybe that's your reason subjectively. But the point of the comment, that I'm making is that he was fighting for me to receive this label that he wanted to give me. And I refused it. And that is usually, what I notice with a lot of people, they will try to force things down your throat. Even if it's like say you're in high school and there's the popular girls and then there's the, you know, maybe not so popular girls, and the mean girls are like bullying the other not so popular girls, and, you know, they're making fun of those girls. Or it might be just a person that's being bullied by an individual. And I find, you know, bullying and oppressive cultish behavior to be very interesting, because it's so mind blowing. And usually those people are fighting for a label. They're fighting for you to feel a particular way. And that is usually the basis of abuse. The basis of abuse is to make you feel crazy, to make you feel bizarre, to make you feel less than, or to make you feel small or unimportant, or as if you don't matter, or to make you feel unintelligent, or to make you feel not good enough. And usually the abuser is repetitive in their behavior, and they are spreading rumors about you, and they're trying to turn people against you because they're fighting for a label. And when I thought about it from a spiritual level, I was thinking to myself of the Bible talks about calling things that be not as though it were. The Bible talks about how we have faith in the unseen, for the things that are seen are temporal, right? Why does the Bible talk about these things? And it's because it's you have to take ownership of your life. As a man thinketh, so is he. You have to take ownership of who you are. And the devil is always fighting for your destiny. The devil is always fighting for your mystery. He's always fighting for your stars. He's always fighting for your special. He's always fighting for the book that God created for you to distract you and throw you off course, so that you're not traveling on the right path that God has ordered for you to travel on. And so when I think about that, I'm like, well, how does the devil go about that? Because the devil is clever. Remember, he's a sociopathic spirit. So he's very clever and indirect and very deceitful and sneaky and covert and mysterious in a sense. And so the devil is not just direct, just come at you directly. No, those are low vibrational spirits. Like, well, all demonic spirits are low vibrational, but there is rankings in the demonic kingdom. And so the spirits that are usually like aggressive and overt and in your face, those are usually like the lower level demons. Not to say they're not all low level, but those are like the less powerful demons. You know, those are like the minions. The more powerful demons, devils, the fallen angels, they are very deceitful, very clever, very covert, very indirect, very subliminal. And because they are trying to get into your unconscious, they're trying to get into your mindset. And how they go about doing that is fighting for a label. And remember, life is like a movie, right? But the script writer is you. And so there's reason why God gives us free will. There's reason why God says, for you have to, if you cannot see the vision, it cannot come to pass. There's a reason for why God is constantly talking about the mind. There's a reason why the Bible says, guard your heart, for all issues flow out of it. There's a reason why the Bible says, bad behavior corrupts good character. So be careful who you surround yourself with. Be not unequally yoked. There's a reason for all of that. And the reason being is that when you're not clear, and when you don't have those strong boundaries, because you should be rigid about demonic or people that are not kindred or not on the same page with you being in your life, you should be rigid about those boundaries, because you don't want to give the devil any cracks, spaces, holes to get in. And so basically the reason for why we are instructed to have this authority is because everything in the spiritual realm is about legal rights. And a lot of times we give up our legal rights without even knowing. We get tricked out of our legal rights. We get tricked into being participants. And the devil can't do anything without your participation, because he is not a person. He does not have a body. He is a spirit. And so he needs a body to operate. So what I realize is that the devil is always fighting for a label, always fighting for a main character role in your life. And so when people are mistreating you, or when people are not treating you with the dignity you deserve, or you're not getting the love you want or desire, or people are ostracizing you, or maybe they're treating you as if, like, you know, you should be this way because you're the eldest or the middle child or the youngest, or you should be this way or that way because you're short or because you're tall, or you should be that way because you're uneducated, or this way because you are educated, or you should be from this class because you grew up in this area, and you should, you know, whenever people are putting you down or talking about you or constantly criticizing or just treating you in a way, it doesn't even have to be like extremely negative. It could just be something that you don't want. It could be someone that's trying to encourage you to do drugs. It could be someone that's encouraging you to fornicate. It could be someone that's encouraging you to speed. It could be anything. It can look very innocent. Sometimes it is innocent. It's just not you, you know? And so it could be someone offering you an $80,000 a year job when you really should be getting $150,000. It could be anything, right? So the enemy is always trying to get you to accept something that's less than what you are. You could be great, but the enemy will try to get you to submit yourself to good when you're supposed to be great, very good, right? And so you can be beautiful, gorgeous, but the enemy is always trying to get you to submit yourself to just being okay, decent, you know. You could be intelligent, brilliant, but the enemy is always just trying to get you to submit yourself to being average intelligent. And so there, whatever you are, it doesn't matter what you are, it doesn't matter what you stand for. The enemy is always fighting for you to stand for less. And he does that through fighting for a label in your life. He's always fighting for a role, an acting role in your life. And he wants to be the main character. You know, if you watch movies, there's always a main character and then there's like co-characters, right? And so they're like the characters that coexist with the main character. So it could be like a mother, a daughter, a sister, a partner, a dog. It could be, you know, a neighbor, but they're like basically always coexisting with the main character. And that's what the devil is constantly trying to do. He's trying to get you to co-create with him, so that he can shift your destiny, and so that he can change your rhythm, and he can delay your time, and he can get you to not know who you are. And so a lot of times when something in life is happening with you, right? You know, for example, I can give a million examples all day, right? But if something is happening in your life and it's less than what you identify yourself as, or you're not comfortable with it, or you just want more, or you just want something different, it is usually the enemy fighting for a role in your life. He's trying to shift the script, right? But your life is a script. There is a book in heaven that was written just about you. Yes, it was, in the name of Yeshua. Yes, it was. There's a book about everyone, and it was written by God for you and only you. And the enemy is always trying to get a hold of that book so that he can rewrite it and change the destiny, because the enemy also has a book written about you. And so let's just say you were born, you were created to be a Moses. You were created to change the world, to free the slaves, to be the first president, to be a freedom rider, to be the first person in your family to shake generational curses, to be the first doctor. It doesn't matter. The enemy is always trying to rewrite the script. So he also has a book, and it'll say, this person will be poor if you were meant to be rich. This person will be dumb if you were meant to be smart. This person will be obese if you were meant to be thin, right? This person will struggle with health issues if you were meant to be healthy. This person will be enmeshed, right? And have low differentiation in their family system, and they will be a pawn in the family system, and they will be made a fool of, and that will be written in his book, when in actuality, God created you to be the Moses of your family and to actually devour and shake up generational curses. And so, if you were meant to be married with kids, the enemy will try to delay you from being married with kids. So he'll make you a reject, or he'll make it so that, you're invisible, where people who should be attracted to you, they cannot see you, or the wrong people be attracted to you who you would never ever be with or procreate with, or he'll make you lonely, or he'll make you, he'll make things fail in your romantic life, or he might give you fibroids, or he might give you, issues with fertility or whatever. Like, that's what's written in his book, right? And so we as children of God, we may not know what the enemy has written in a book about us, but what we can vouch for is that the enemy is not for us. He is the enemy. He's the ops. He is the evil one. So he does not wish the best for us. He does not want the best for us. Even when people serve the enemy, he still hates them because he didn't create them. So he'll eventually destroy them too. So don't make any deals with the enemy. The enemy is always trying to get you to make a deal with him. Like, okay, all right. So, okay, you're willing to do this, but can you shake hands with me on that? And it's like, no, as children of God, we don't need to know what the enemy has written in his book about us. As children of God, our only goal is to stand on business. Be about your Father's business. It's to stand on truth. Whatever is good, whatever is high, whatever is great, whatever is honest, whatever is pure, you know, pure, whatever is happy, whatever is joy, whatever is high, think about those things. You are supposed to stand on business, on the Father's business. Be about the Father's business. You're supposed to stand on truth. You're supposed to claim what God has promised. That's it. You don't need to know what the devil was planning for you. You don't need to know what demise he's planning, right? You just need to understand your legal rights, and you need to decree a thing, and that's it. Hey, if you struggle from anxiety, hey, I decree and I declare, I shall not suffer from anxiety anymore in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. I decree that I will not suffer from depression in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. I decree that this thing that has been haunting me will no longer. You do not have legal rights. I do not belong to you. You do not have ownership. You do not have real estate here. You do not live here. Anything that is not paying rent cannot live in my atmosphere. You don't pay rent. You don't have real estate in this atmosphere. I am not yours. I do not belong to you. I cut and shred and I tear apart any kind of contracts that were written about me in the spiritual realm. I tear and I burn any kind of demonic books that were written about me in the spiritual realm. I declare that I am great. I am blessed. I am highly favored. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That is your job, to declare, to decree who you are and to know who you are individually, because God made each of us a different person. We all have a different fingerprint. We all have a different soul, a different spirit. And although in a heavenly kingdom of God, we are a unit, we are in unison. However, we are also individuals as well. We are more like synergy. And so you have to also know the individual book that was written about you alongside the book of God, which is the Bible. So we must know that. Okay. Not Western Christianity, the real Christianity. We must know who we are. And the enemy is always trying to keep people from knowing who they are. And he does that by fighting for you to have a label that doesn't belong to you. You know, that label could be you're mean, you're this, you're that. No, it's not your label. He's fighting for a role. Remember, the script writer is you. You don't let people come into your movie screen, on your movie set, and then demand a role and tell you how it's going to go down, and then tell you how they're going to shift your script as the main character. That's not how it works. Everything revolves around the main character. That doesn't mean be self-centered and narcissistic. What that means is that life is supposed to flow in a way that's in correlation with who you are. And life is supposed to flow like that for everyone. Everybody is traveling a different journey, but we're all living in harmony. That's all that means. So when something isn't feeling right, when something isn't feeling meant to be, when something is not in harmony, it's not like you don't feel led. It's not divine intervention. Then that is the enemy trying to steal a role in your life, trying to rewrite the script, trying to become the script writer, and you have to take back your authority. No, I don't receive that. Mm-mm. You don't have to walk around telling people what you don't receive. You don't have to tolerate stuff. You don't have to tolerate someone using you. You don't have to tolerate a narcissist. You don't have to tolerate a person that doesn't have empathy. You don't have to tolerate less money than you deserve. You don't have to tolerate living in poverty. You don't have to tolerate being hungry and not having enough food to eat. You don't have to tolerate being a single mom or a single dad. You don't have to tolerate being single. You don't have to tolerate malfunctioning children or children who have autism or children who have developmental issues or children who have behavioral issues. You don't have to tolerate that because that is not of God. That is not biblical. You don't have to tolerate having health issues. You don't have to tolerate having a blood disorder. You don't have to tolerate having heart disease. You don't have to tolerate having cancer. You don't have to tolerate having circulation issues. You don't have to tolerate headaches and migraines. You don't have to tolerate bad breath. You don't have to tolerate cavities and root canals. You don't have to tolerate obesity. You don't have to tolerate discoloration in your skin. You don't have to tolerate eczema. You don't have to tolerate hair loss. You don't have to tolerate any kind of thing that you don't wish in your life. You can rewrite it. Rewrite it, and as the Bible says, write it and make it plain. The reason why the Bible says write it and make it plain is because the script writer is you. And the enemy is always trying to take the script and rewrite it. So we are the ones that have authority. I don't receive you. I reject you. The Lord rebuke you. That is how you're supposed to stand up. If you're going to be aggressive with the enemy. Don't be before we wrestle not against flesh, but against spirits and principalities and high places. So never fight in the physical realm. One thing Apostle Joshua Selman said is one of the for sure ways to know that you're wasting your time is when you're fighting in the physical realm, because everybody has a spirit and everybody is led by a spirit. So the real business is with the spirit. That is the words of the great one and only Apostle Joshua Selman. And so with that being said, I just want to let everyone know, take back your authority, stand on business, stand on truth, decree a thing, declare a thing, write it and make it plain, and stand in your truth. The script writer is you.